This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. It's always fun to celebrate the traditions around South Dakota. We pride ourselves in our history and heritage, especially when it comes to food. For anyone who is new to South Dakota, the state's delicacy, aka the state nosh, is Chislic. The town of Freeman loves the state nosh so much that they have dedicated an entire day to Chislic. And this year's South Dakota Chislic Festival in Freeman will be on Saturday, July 26th. And we have special guests from the Chislic Board to tell us more about it here in the studio. Andrea Bear, she is the president of the board, and we also have Joanne Hofer-Smith. She is the all-around team player, the festival mom, the volunteer coordinator of the Chislic Festival. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so great. This time of year, I always love talking about Chislic Fest. Not only is this a great event, but it gets me extremely hungry. And I think that's an understatement. This year's fest, like we mentioned, it is on Saturday, July 26th. For anyone who doesn't know Chislic, and why wouldn't they at this point, what is Chislic all about?
Well, Chislic is really our heritage. Mm-hmm. The Germans from Russia came over here in the late 1800s and settled primarily in southeast South Dakota. And they brought Chislic with them, which they called at that time Shishlik, is what it was called in the old country. And that got anglicized into being Chislic. And we always like to think Freeman is the center of the Chislic circle. Because all of the communities all around us are Germans from Russia and have Chislic. It's been probably a food necessity in the beginning, and then it turned into a social event. Whenever you had family gatherings or events of any kind, it was always Chislic that came out, and that was the delicacy.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask about the Chislic Circle until later on, but since you brought it up, Joanne, what is this Chislic Circle?
The Chislic Circle is a group of communities whose heritage is primarily Germans from Russia in southeast South Dakota. Freeman is close to what we call the geographic center of the Chislic Circle. There are a lot of Chislic aficionados who will say Kaler, South Dakota, is the center of the Chislic Circle, because that historically is where the Chislic always came from. The farmers and the locals, obviously, they do that themselves. And that was a social event where every year the family got together, sat around the table, and stuck Chislic. So that was the first thing we learned to do when we were little kids, was you have to stick the Chislic or you don't get to eat it.
Oh, would you call that one of your first like chores to do? Like when it comes to getting your allowance would just be Chislic, right?
At the price of Chislic when I was a little girl, that wouldn't have been a very big allowance.
Now, Chislic, not that long ago, I remember it became the official state nosh. How did that all come about?
So back in 2018, the South Dakota legislature just passed the bill saying that South Dakota's official state nosh would be Chislic. And a state nosh is a nosh is a snack. So we got really excited that something that was so important to our local culture and to our own hearts became such a big deal, and decided to throw a little block party in Freeman just to celebrate that. Our little block party turned out to be much more popular, and the idea of Chislic much more popular than any of us anticipated. We thought maybe 1,500 people from the community would show up, and we had between 10 and 12,000 people come join us that day.
Oh, little block party, huh?
Little block party, yeah.
And it's all featuring Chislic. Do you think it's a long time coming for them to make Chislic the official state nosh, considering the history of it?
You know, it was definitely already the unofficial treat in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And as time is going on, that Chislic circle is growing and more people are taking on the tradition of Chislic. So, yeah, I definitely think it was just time and the no-brainer food for the state of South Dakota.
Yeah.
And the one more thing that I would like to say about Chislic is the word has become more popular. And so restaurants across the state, even who were not familiar with it before, now have Chislic on the menu. And those of us in the Chislic circle are very particular about what Chislic is. Traditionally, Chislic is mutton, and it was deep fried, and then it evolved to be mutton or lamb and grilled. But it is not beef. Beef on a stick is absolutely delicious, but it's called a beef tip.
That's very true.
So, and we will have both for you at the festival, but it's just, as Chislic has evolved, people start calling a lot of things Chislic that we really consider borderline.
Yeah, I remember I was at my twin sister's graduation for vet school, and they were serving Chislic. But they didn't call it Chislic. They called it like these beef tips or steak tips, something like that. But they were cube-sized pieces of meat, and they were lamb. And I'm like, this is Chislic. This isn't whatever this beef tip is all about that they're calling it.
Yeah, absolutely. The name is part of that tradition and heritage that we like to celebrate and how it has changed and evolved coming to this part of the United States and to this corner of South Dakota. Recently, I got a message from some friends of mine. He is a chef in Las Vegas and pointed out that they were doing a South Dakota feature at the restaurant and started asking me questions about, we want to have Chislic, obviously. We don't know how to do it correctly. Can you help us figure that out? Because we definitely want to keep that tradition in honor of South Dakota. So that was kind of a neat, fun thing to learn was happening in other parts of the United States.
Yeah, and Chislic, speaking about it being other parts of the United States, got national attention recently, not that long ago, the Chislic Fest and just Chislic itself. How was that?
That was a lot of fun. Travel South Dakota invited a couple of the board members from the South Dakota Chislic Festival to join them in a media blitz in New York City to promote all of the unique and fun things we have available here in South Dakota for travelers. So we spent a week on a rooftop in New York City serving Chislic to newspaper reporters, social media influencers, magazine editors, television reporters, and letting them know about our fun festival here in Freeman, South Dakota.
If you are just listening, we are talking about the upcoming South Dakota Chislic Festival in Freeman coming up July 26th. That's a Saturday. Andrea Bear, and we also have Joanne Hover-Smith on with us as well. Did you ever think at the time that you would be going to New York City to talk about Chislic? I mean, how crazy was that to even think about?
It was definitely surreal. When we got that email, I read it quickly and thought maybe it was some sort of an advertising scam. And it wasn't until I was directly contacted by Travel South Dakota that I went back and really looked at it and went, wow, this is for real. This is something that they're interested in all over the United States. So it just reaffirmed that we found something, that we caught on to something that was bigger than we thought it was, and that we made the right decision by really choosing to celebrate it.
I was going to say, did that kind of give you a good reminder about bringing the Chislic Fest to life and making something delicious out of this simple little food, the snack?
It was interesting that it was a few months after that we did a national podcast.
Oh.
And we took the podcasters to Sandy's in Emory, South Dakota to get Chislic because that's where I grew up. And I said, we'll take them to my home. And as their interviewer says, well, what do you eat with this? And we kind of looked at each other, what do you mean, what do you eat with this? You eat crackers with this. But don't you eat something, have something else with it? And we said, well, I guess a tomato beer. Which they had never heard of.
Yeah.
So we immediately had the bartender make tomato beers for them. And we just explained that it's kind of a poor man's Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Not to mention the South Dakota martini, too, the beer and the pickle. Have they ever done that before?
No, they have not.
Yeah, see, I still think that is something unique about South Dakota is that pickle beer. Now, when it comes to the Chiswick Festival, for anyone who hasn't been to it before, tell us what they can expect.
All right. Well, we have an entire day planned on July 26th. We're going to start at 10 a.m. and we run in all the way until 9 p.m. So, you know, obviously we have lots of Chiswick, different things to try. We have other fun fair and festival style foods for you. There is the beer tent that the Minnow Fire Department will be serving beer at. So all kinds of great things to drink there. For activities, we have Tegan's Light, which is a youth suicide prevention organization, who will be hosting a beanbag tournament in the morning. There will be a free play of yard games all day. We have the Freeman Senior Citizens hosting a bingo tent. Our neighbors next door at the Heritage Hall Museum and Archives are going to be having a family zone for us. So definitely go check out that museum with all kinds of fun things for the entire family. We have Ian, a board member who has studied how Chiswick came to this part of the United States, and we'll be doing historic presentations several times throughout the day. That's always a fun thing, and you can try some Chiswick there if you sit up close and are there early. We also have four bands that will be performing throughout the day. We have Amy Ellsworth, from the Sioux Falls area here.
She's great.
She is awesome. Yeah. We adore her. We have the Dam Straight Band from the Yankton area coming up. We have Freeman's own Elliot Graber and Elle Songs coming to perform in the middle of the afternoon. And we're going to finish out the night with the Dawson Brooks Seiler Band, who is another Chiswick Circle local.
I just wanted to add a couple comments about the history. Ian also actually has lived in the Caucasus. And when he is doing his history presentation, he will be in his full regalia, and he will be cooking the shishlik as the shishlik would have been cooked historically. And those history presentations are absolutely filled every time we have them.
Oh, yeah, he's so smart. I've listened to them before.
He definitely is. And this is the first year that Heritage Hall Museum and Archives has been our family zone. And one of the things I'm really excited about is twice during the day, they have a small one-room schoolhouse there, and they're going to hold sessions for children in the one-room schoolhouse where they will actually have lessons as they would have been for children in the one-room schoolhouse. They'll have a recess, and they'll have a lot of activities in the museum for the parents and children alike.
Those are the things going on at the Prairie Arboretum in Freeman, which is a gorgeous park that we have. It's about 40 acres, lots of shade trees, lots of ponds. You know, the kids can bring a fishing pole and fish in the ponds during the day. We've got tents so you can find a shady spot to sit and eat your Chiswick. But there are also some other fun things happening. We have the Freeman Lions Club will bring their eye bus. So there's going to be free eye exams.
Wow.
For all kids that are interested. We also have a family room. So if you're coming with young children, the Freeman Regional Hospital and Health Services has been very kind in setting up a family room so that you have a place to change diapers or nurse or get out of the heat for a few minutes with the little ones. And there's also some activities happening before and after the festival. The night before, the Freeman Lions is holding a meal. And the morning of the festival, we are going to have the Mutton Run hosted by the Freeman Health Services again. So that's a 5K or 1 mile walk and run. That's going to start at 8 a.m. And then to close the night out, everybody can shift downtown to Hoots Bar, where they're going to have an alley dance.
Wow. So forget about Chislic Fest Day. This is a whole weekend. If you think about it, you're putting in a good run and getting in a good workout so you can earn your Chislic. Then you top it off with as much Chislic as you want, beer. So many great activities. Can you believe how much this has expanded since the start of it in 2018?
You know, it's been really surreal. I've been involved with the festival since pretty much day one. And yeah, the idea that we were going to have a block party has turned into an event where we have guests that come back year after year from all across the United States. In fact, we have volunteers that come back year after year from California, and we're very excited for them to get here. Yes. And we've had organizations from other parts of the United States that have contacted us asking to come and study how we handle this and how we bring so many people to the small community of Freeman.
Wow. It's unbelievable. If you are just listening, we are talking about the Chislic Festival coming up on Saturday, July 26th in Freeman at the Prairie Arboretum. I think since the news is out now, we should talk about what the festival is going to look like going forward. You made the announcement that this is now going to be an every other year event. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, every year we spend a great deal of time visiting with our friends that have come to enjoy the day at the South Dakota Chislic Festival. And they've made lots of suggestions to us of things that they would like to see us add in the future. So this will be our seventh festival and our eighth year as an organization. And so as we're planning to go forward, we decided that it's taking more time to plan each event than it is to actually get to the next event. And we want to regroup. We want to add some of those new attractions, new events, and provide the best experience we can for all festival goers. So that being said, we've made the decision to go to an every other year format. Of course, we're having the festival this year. Next year will be our year off, and then we will see everybody again in 2027.
Is it kind of going to be weird after the festival is done this year to not plan one for next year? I mean, how do you feel about that?
The Monday after the festival, I'll be saying hip hip hooray. Because it's over and we're tired, and I'll be thrilled that I won't have to do it again quite so quickly. A month later, it will probably be hard. Because you're not going to be starting to prepare in the same way.
Yeah, it's a different type of preparation. And considering that this festival has received so much national recognition, it's just grown, exceeded any expectations that were set. And you've created a part of history for South Dakota when you think about it that way, too.
Well, especially after the first year, which when you're expecting and planning for 1,000 and get 10,000, it's a train wreck. Mm-hmm. It was not a pleasant experience for anyone. And so when we regrouped, we said, how do we do this so that people aren't afraid to come back? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we convince them that we can actually give them a good experience? So in 2019, that was kind of our goal, is trying to do a payback to people to say, we can do this. Come back, please. Give us a second chance. And I was shocked that so many people gave us that second chance. You don't know whether they're going to sit back and wait and say, we'll see if they figure it out first. But yeah, they came back strong.
It says a lot about a community like South Dakota or even a small town like Freeman in that case. It's just, it's a great tradition. What has the response been so far for after hearing this news that it will be going to an every other year event?
So far, I've heard just positive understanding that as we are growing and evolving, that it's going to take some time to continue to put the right things into place. Everybody wants to see new, bigger, better. And so they've been very understanding that it does just take a little time and effort to make those things happen.
So what is the hope going forward with this new format? What would you want to do in the next couple of years for Chislik Fest?
You know, I don't want to give too much away because we're just starting to work on a couple of fun ideas, but definitely more interactive events for individuals and families while we're there. And we also want to incorporate more of an ag feature, mm-hmm. Since that is our heritage and our tradition in the Chislik Circle. So we want to teach more about how, you know, growing the lamb and harvesting and just surviving for the last 150 years in that area has happened.
Yeah. What about teaching someone how to make Chislik? Could that be an option to do on site?
In the first few years, we had a Chislik cook-off, which was super well received. Mm-hmm. But it is one of the things that we kind of had to reevaluate. Do we have time that day? Does it draw enough people? Yeah. That is one thing that we've heard a lot of demands to see that come back. So we're working with a couple of ideas to make that a feature in the day. Of course, with the live bands and entertainment, we've also had comedians and other acts on our stage, storytellers, and we would like to incorporate more of that as well throughout the day, and not just from our main stage, but maybe some features for younger audiences.
Yeah.
The notebook on my desk right now is probably 25 pages of ideas.
Oh, wow.
And so as soon as we get through this year's festival, we'll start really looking at the logistics and how can we make some of those things work.
Yeah, I know that people are going to miss not having the festival next year, enjoying that Chislik. They could also miss the beer garden. The beer garden is a big thing out there too, featuring some local brews. Can you tell us more about that?
So I actually have not yet seen the list of what local brews are going to be there. They're a little bit different every year. We try to find the new, unique, fun local brews. And Abby is working hard on getting those ordered right now. Of course, we're also going to have all of the domestics. So if, you know, the custom brews aren't your thing, you'll still find something great. And we ask that you come out and have a drink and support the Menno Fire Department.
Yeah.
They're going to take home all of the tips that day to benefit their organization. And I know I mentioned, you know, like Tegan's Light is going to be doing that tournament, beanbag tournament. All of the profits that they make go right back to their organization. The same way with the Senior Citizens Center. And there's just so many. There's over 300 volunteers that are going to be there and helping us out. And we give back everything that we can to each one of those organizations to help support what's going on in the Chislik Circle. So, you know, come out and help us out.
The beer garden is always a fun central part of the festival. It's obviously located right next to the food. So when you buy your food, you find the big red and white striped tent, find a table and get your beer ticket and buy your beers. This year, I think our craft beers are going to be coming from Remedy and out of Ben's and out of Yankton.
Wow. So that's a pretty good lineup. I know one of our sales executives is going to be very happy about that list. And let's talk about the volunteers. We haven't acknowledged them enough yet. How many volunteers does it take to put all of this together? Joanne, I think this is your department.
Well, how many does it take? We need a significant number of volunteers prior to the festival, because as we do promotions and hang posters and we're in parades and do all of those things, we need volunteers to do that. And the day of the festival, putting things together the 2 days before the festival, we probably have 20 to 30 people on the grounds, putting up tents, setting up chairs, doing things like that. And the day of the festival, we have three different shifts where people can work so they can volunteer a little bit of time and still enjoy the festival for a significant amount of time. And that could be up to 40 people a shift, 40 to 50 people a shift.
So they're priceless, the volunteers, is what you're saying.
Oh, they're absolutely priceless. This year, we're also for volunteers. C&B Operations, mm-hmm. sends their employees to help us on Friday to do all of the festival setup. We could not do that without CNB operations and all of their manpower. And on Sunday, Helena is providing us manpower to take everything down that we indeed put up. And we've also, to get volunteers, Marion FCCLA and FFA are providing us 10 volunteers for every shift.
Wow.
So we're real excited. The volunteers are not just Freeman volunteers. We have volunteers, and like the Minnow is a fire department is there helping us out. We've got people from Marion, and so all of the little towns we draw on for volunteers.
You know, and Joanne touched quickly on CMB and Helena. Obviously, we couldn't make the festival happen without sponsorship.
Yeah.
And so we are super thankful for Merchants State Bank, who has been with us since day one. Core Trust Bank has been a huge supporter. Freeman Dental Center, Waltner Media, the Design Tab and Tab of Schoenwald. She does an amazing job getting all of our posters and things printed. The Silver Lake Association, Glanzer Pro Audio, and I could go on and on. The list is huge. We just appreciate that so much. There is no way we could make this happen for the community, for the greater Chislic Circle, without their help.
Going forward, it's good to know that the Chislic Festival isn't going anywhere. It's just taking a little bit of a step back to breathe and kind of celebrate everything that's happened since 2018 for Freeman and for really the entire Chislic Circle for Chislic Fest.
Absolutely. We are still excited. We can't wait to have the next festival. But because we want to provide the best experience we can for all of our guests, we are going to take that year off, that step back, move to an every other year format, and just make it bigger and better.
Awesome. Joanne, do you want anything to add to that?
Well, I think every year we have a festival, we think this is probably the biggest festival in terms of activities, number of people, and that it won't get bigger. And every year it has just seemed to get bigger. And Freeman got a new police chief from a large East Coast city. I think that was, I can't remember, 22 or 23.
Yeah.
And so I went to talk to Scott, of course, and tell him about our festival, and we'll need his support and security. And he was very concerned about that many people coming to town and the needs of security. And I explained to him, I said, our lead band has one of my college classmates in it, and we had our 50th reunion this year. This will not be a Metallica concert. Do not worry. Well, it was what? 2 weeks later, I'm sitting in headquarters registering volunteers. And in comes Scott, and he says, you need to come outside right now. And I went, oh, what happened? What? Why? And he said, it's a Metallica concert. And you could not see a blade of grass for the people that were there.
And it just shows the effect that Chislic Fest has on everyone in the town of Freeman and beyond here in the Sioux Empire. We are talking about the Chislic Festival going on this coming Saturday, July 26th. Andrea, Joanne, for anyone that wants more information about the Chislic Fest, what's a good website to check out? And if you have anything else to add, feel free.
Definitely check out sdchislicfestival.com. There is new stuff being added daily. We're pushing stuff out through all of our social media channels. So just do a little search for South Dakota Chislic Festival. You will find us. And feel free to contact us through the website or any of the socials if you have any questions.
Wonderful. Again, it is the Chislic Festival coming to Freeman, South Dakota on Saturday, July 26th. Andrea Bear, Joanne Hofer-Smith, thank you so much both for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we'll see you in Freeman.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children. Since 1927, it's provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. Learn more at stjo.org today.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.